Welcome to the Bethany Hour. Stay tuned as we look into the book of Acts.
Through the eyes of men, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy is whisper lies and let them off as slaves. But we know that you are God, yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we'll step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back the wayward sons, and by your spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save.
Welcome to this edition of the Bethany Hour. Thank you for joining with us as we look to Scripture for help and direction as we follow Jesus Christ. Pastor Adams will return in just a moment. Bethany Assembly of God is located in Agawam, Massachusetts, at the corner of Main Street and Route 57. Our Sunday services are at 9 a.m. for our traditional service and 11 a.m. for our contemporary service. Our midweek service on Wednesday includes programs and services for all age groups. Log on to our website at bethany-ag.org for more information about these and other services.
Welcome to the Bethany Hour. Once again, Pastor Adams and Pastor Reed, as we look into the book of Acts. I'm so happy that you're sitting down with a cup of coffee listening to us on the radio. That's a pretty amazing thing. You can open up a phone, you can turn on your radio, you can look at TVs, you can get communication from just about anywhere today. Pretty soon they're going to put a bug in our ear and we're just going to just have a chip there and you won't have to do anything.
The glasses probably, so you can see stuff right in front of your eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
crazy.
I don't even know how many people, I mean, I have a radio in my home, so I can listen to baseball games.
That's it? Nobody else watches the radio?
You know what? My team that I prefer, there's normally not on TV, so I got to listen to them on the radio. So, but I don't know how many people still listen to radios.
Yeah, it's probably true in the car, too, because a lot of people do Sirius, or they have something else, or Pandora, something on your phone, plug it into your car program and it all reprograms itself. But we're happy for those of you that do listen.
Because we know people listen, because people come up to us and say, hey, you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
We're like Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers.
Yeah, whatever happened to those guys?
Well, one of them passed away.
Oh,
and
they
still play their best of.
They're
and one day
stuff.
They'll be playing the best of Adams and Reed.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see. But we're in Acts chapter 5, it's verse number 10, and we're talking about Stephen. Some of you remember Stephen, he became a deacon and he was full of grace, God's grace, and miracles and powers were working through his life. And in verse number 10, it says that the people who were kind of trying to get him to slip up or make some mistake in his words, they couldn't stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke. Now, I like the idea here that we have a connection between wisdom and the spirit.
Yeah.
There's a connection there. I mean, there's a lot of people that have worldly wisdom, but it's not the wisdom that comes from the spirit. So there's a big difference between the two.
You know, there truly is. I've just done a study in the Old Testament about the Holy Spirit, and wisdom is one of the key elements of that. Tracing from Genesis through the last book, Malachi in the Old, wherever the Holy Spirit is, there seems to be a wisdom that surpasses human understanding.
Well, there would probably have to be when you consider the Godhead, and you see the Father, Son, the Spirit, and God, and through the Spirit, he was part of the creation, and the Spirit worked in the creation. And so you look at creation, it was done very well.
Yeah. Excellent.
I mean, it's amazing how everything interacts with each other. And I saw a program the other night, and it was talking about why the sun's rays, or they destroy other planets, don't destroy the Earth, because they were talking about volcanoes and all kinds of lava that comes up and the metals that are stirred in the inner part of the Earth create a metallic or a force field around the Earth.
Kind of a magnetic field?
Yeah. And it's only because it's so hot and the metals are moving, and it creates a magnetic field that protects us from these ultraviolet rays of the sun, where it's just absolutely amazing when you think about creation. So when you think about wisdom, well, who better to have wisdom than the one who created everything?
Exactly. He knows how everything
works.
He put it together.
Yeah.
He's a master designer, handcrafted everything. And a little bit off here, a little bit off there, we wouldn't exist.
We wouldn't exist. So Stephen here is being moved upon by the Holy Spirit, and he's speaking through the power of the Holy Spirit, which then no one can come and stand up against it.
It's just a phenomenal thing. When you are a person who allows the Holy Spirit to rule in their heart and life, great things, and I say great things, things that just you didn't think possible that you were able to think or say.
That's it.
Can happen to you, and you can have this wisdom to be able to share things with people that can just blow them away and even blow you away because the Holy Spirit is speaking through you.
Yeah. So, here's a wonderful thing, because these people are arguing, the Bible says. They began to argue with Stephen. They were from everywhere, from all around the world. So, you got these people who think they're wise,
right,
and they're arguing with Stephen, who is a man full of the Holy Spirit, and he has wisdom from the Spirit to be able to answer. Now, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do that if you do it with a humility, because if you do it with pride, the Spirit leaves. He walks out. Leave it to yourself. But if you can do it with an idea that I'm not saying I'm better than you are, or you're wrong and I'm right, but you're doing it with the right attitude, and the Holy Spirit's helping you with a wisdom that comes from above. It's always kind, gentle, peaceful. It unites people, and yet it helps them to understand that the way they're thinking is wrong.
And there's a confidence that you have in the words that you speak, and in how you live and what you say. And it's a confidence, not a self-confidence. It's a confidence that comes from God, from knowing the one, like you said, who created the heavens and the earth, and who is speaking through you. And people, they get riled up when they start hearing you and they can't rebut you. It's going to make them even more angry because they know you're right.
Well, it comes from the Ancient of Days. The wisdom comes from there. And the truth is, sometimes when you think about your father or your mother, they have wisdom that they have gained because of life experiences, because they're older. But sometimes younger people, they don't listen to that because they just think that they have all the answers, right?
Right.
They think that's it. Yeah. Well, here, I think Stephen recognizes that this Ancient of Days has a lot of wisdom.
Amen.
And if I can listen to the Holy Spirit, if I can just mouth the words that the Spirit has given me to speak, then I'm going to be better off. And that's what really happens here is he is led by the Spirit. And wisdom and the Spirit is connected here, which is a wonderful thing for us to understand.
Yeah. And definitely, if you are needing wisdom, and all of us need wisdom.
We do.
And one of the other writers, I think it was James, said, if any of us lacks wisdom, to ask of God.
Yeah.
And he will give you wisdom. So
then they secretly persuaded some men to say, now notice, secretly, they persuaded people to say it secretly. Whenever you talk secretly, you're talking about clandestine operations, right?
Deception.
This is a clandestine operation. Here they're going to persuade people to say things against Stephen that he didn't say.
Yeah.
So it's a clandestine operation. And here they come. They say, we have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God.
You know, they couldn't stand up to his wisdom. So they had a little clandestine meeting.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the media today.
Man, I'm telling you.
If they can't find anything, they'll make up stories.
They'll make up stories.
That's what they do. They're making his. We've heard him. We're making this story up. We heard him. He is saying things against Moses. He's saying things against God. These are the words he said. They're making it up.
Is this the fake news of Acts?
This is the fake news.
Wow.
Wow. We're talking about up to date, right?
Yeah. Huh?
This is up to date stuff. The Bible is not something that's old and ancient. It's relative for today.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
All of a sudden, they're using secretly persuading people to say things that aren't even true. They're just making up fake news and saying that Stephen was against Moses and against God.
He had a MAGA hat on. Make Israel great again. Okay. No, we won't go there. Okay. Won't go there.
All right. Some of you have to understand that when people say things and it doesn't sound quite right, it sounds like maybe they're making something up.
Yeah.
You really have to follow the facts.
Right.
And it's one of the dangerous things I think we have in the world today is the social media that we have so much going out. You don't know what the truth is anymore.
Yeah. No. You really don't.
You have no idea what is true and what is not true.
Right.
And even now we're finding things that people said that everybody said was true. Now they're not true.
Now they're not true.
That's why I like the Bible.
It's incredible to me that Luke was such a historian.
He was.
And I'm sure he went and it's not like he didn't know people that knew people in the synagogue of the freedmen, those who were arguing with Stephen. So it was pretty easy to get news from the day. And he probably talked to some people, you know, when they were talking to Stephen, they got together with a few other people and they made up this story because it's obviously not true because Stephen never would have said anything against Moses or against God because the Holy Spirit was within him. And so the Holy Spirit wasn't going to speak against Moses and against God. So immediately, you know, if somebody's saying that, you got to step back and say, okay, take it, you know, let me think about the source that they're talking about. And then let me put together some of the other pieces. And that's what Luke did. He said, I painstakingly interviewed people and took my time to put his gospel together and this book together so that there would be a truthful account of what happened.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the problems you talked about is the news people. They just hear a rumor and they treat it as though it were fact. And that's what happens.
Someone said, or they said. And, yeah. You know, yeah.
So, and I think people always are looking for someone that will lie on the stand against somebody to condemn them. So this is what's happening here. Yeah. You know, this, when you get to heaven, you're not going to be able to do this. If you think you're going to get into heaven, you're going to lie your way in or something.
Not going to happen.
It's not going to work. I'm a good guy.
Right.
I never did the so-and-so. So-and-so did so-and-so, but I never did that. Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So here we're finding that's the way of men. It's not a worldly wisdom. It is a worldly wisdom.
It is a worldly
wisdom. It's not a godly wisdom. No. It's a worldly wisdom. So it says in verse number 12, it says, so they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They stirred them up. And, you know, I mean, how relative is this? Look what happens today. I'm all the people gathered together and they stir up the people.
And people get stirred up pretty easily.
Oh, they get stirred up quickly, especially if it's some kind of thing that they feel is a cultural disrespect for them or something.
There's a hot button item. It was God was a hot button item in the first century. It's a hot button item today. And you start talking about God, you start talking about politics, you start talking about Moses, you start talking about our man Moses, you start talking about our God, it's going to rile us up because we, you know. So, yeah, people get stirred up pretty easy.
So he stirred the people up, but notice here it says the elders and the teachers of the law, they're the ones that grabbed Stephen.
Right,
they seized him. Probably wasn't the people. Sometimes the people get stirred up easy, but they're not going to take any action.
Yeah.
But those that are in power want to remain in power.
Right.
So the elders here, they take Stephen, seize him, and they bring him before the Sanhedrin. This is like taking him to the Supreme Court.
Right, right.
Yeah, this, bring him to the Supreme Court.
This is the highest legal body of the day. Yep.
So, you know, we're talking about stuff that happened 2,000 years ago that happens today.
Yeah.
Nothing
changes.
Nothing new under the sun.
The more we change, the more we stay the same.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So here he is. They bring him before the Sanhedrin, and they produce false witnesses who testified.
Yeah.
There it is. False witnesses that testified.
Yeah.
This fellow never stopped speaking against the holy place and against the law. So right away, they're just making a story up so they can do what they want to do with this poor young man.
It's incredible to me that if they can't rebut your wisdom and the Holy Spirit within you giving you the words to speak, if they can't take you out,
They'll lie.
They'll do whatever they have to deceive, to disrupt, and to take you out. If they can't do it with their words, they're going to go after you, and they're going to try to take you down.
And you know, and if you really understand the scripture, the Bible says that Satan is the father of lies.
Yeah.
So Satan hates God. He hates this move of God in the earth. He hates the fact that God loves people and wants to restore them.
Yeah.
And so he lies against Stephen, who's bringing a word of power and grace to the people that God loves them.
Yeah.
And he's doing it under the wisdom of the Spirit. And people who are influenced by Satan hate this, and so they're going to do whatever they can. And one of the things they do is lie.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the first quote we have from Satan in the book of Genesis is, did God really say, if you eat of that, you will die? He didn't say that. So he immediately lies in his opening comments in the front of the book.
Very first thing he says.
And that's how he is through the whole book.
He has not changed.
No.
So they produced false witnesses who testified. Now, to me, that is interesting. I wonder what they had on these people to make them testify. There must have been something that they had on them, because they made them give false witness.
They probably greased their palm a little.
People will say something
for a little money, or like you said, they may have had something on these people.
Something on them.
Yeah. So there's, people can be motivated to do certain things depending on some reasons. But
So. This fellow never stopped speaking against the holy place and against the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us. Now, there is enough truth in there. In that particular statement, there's enough truth that you can hang the lies on those truth and make them sound good.
Right. So I was never really good at debate.
I never really tried it.
You know, so I was in a workplace, and a guy came up to me, and he knew I was a minister. And he started talking to me, and he just kind of railed into me. And he did it in kind of this nonchalant fashion. And I was just taken aback. And I just didn't know what to say. He got me. And so there are some people who can do that. Now here's Stephen. He's full of the Holy Spirit. And like you said, there's enough half-truth almost in verse number 14, because Jesus did say, destroy this temple and I will build it up in 3 days again. So we know that Jesus said that.
Yeah, but they were thinking that he was talking about destroying the temple.
The building.
He was actually talking about his own body.
Right, but
and there's... That's right. That's the way they're thinking.
Yep.
So there's the truth.
And then changing the customs, they're in the Last Supper, and I'm sure Peter and the other guys were saying, he took that bread,
yep.
and, you know, for years...
Changed the meaning
of it.
Totally
and the cup, he changed that. So all that we have been doing for, you know, thousands of years or hundreds
changed
of years, he changed it. So, yeah, this Jesus guy, he's a rebel and a radical.
Yeah.
So, you know...
There's enough truth there.
Right.
But they didn't really understand it, but
right.
there was enough truth to get them to say these kinds of things. And, you know, the truth is a lot of times that's the way people are. I mean, you hear people say there's just a little truth on what a person says, and a person might say something with tongue in cheek, not really meaning it, but using it as some kind of an illustration or some kind of to make a point.
Right. Yep.
And they take everything literally, and all of a sudden now they're just ramping up the rhetoric.
Yeah.
Trying to destroy.
And once again, you can quote somebody and take them out of context.
Out of context.
Yeah. And a lot of times in the news, they will quote somebody, but you won't know, like Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story. And you need to know the rest of the story to understand exactly what that one sentence means in everything that they were saying. So we need to understand what Jesus was saying and what he did with the customs of Moses.
But it's interesting, too, that we're going to finish up with this here. Basically, we're talking about Stephen expressing what God has done through Christ Jesus, and it does change what the laws and the customs of the people understood. So there's a change that's taking place. People don't like change, number one. So if you're telling someone about the wonderful love of God, they may not have understood it. They may not have ever experienced it. So they're going to be difficult to touch with. And that's what happened here.
Yeah, exactly.
They just couldn't move a person.
No.
But you are not like that. You're willing to listen,
amen,
to change, and become more like Jesus. And that's why we like you listening.
Amen.
Hey, God bless you. Have a great day.